Log Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you're really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, come and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started in fight, just to strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, they just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck and throw they wouldn't shoot they weapons. See this mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a status. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a status. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a status. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a status. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton in the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA agents. Everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
to
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
As we
we'll be right back.
If you don't know nobody else in town, you know about them backstabbers. We want to welcome you to Black Power Radio. We're on that east side tonight. We're in Norfolk, Virginia, talking to you live here on Black Power Radio. Want to welcome everybody gathered around your radio. We're going to give you more of what you're listening to radio for right here in Tidewater, Virginia, knocking it out, knocking it up and down all the way around. Hey, Black Power, to all the Black revolutionaries and to all of those out there that may have found themselves in circumstances, I want to welcome to the mic a brother who's hardworking, only got a short time with us tonight, and we're just going to rock that mic right with him. This is our beloved brother, Abdullah. He's right upstate. He's in that island called Rikers Island. Talk black to us, brother Abdullah, from behind the wall. Tall and
black
strong.
Power, black,
come on,
power.
Black power, black power.
Black power.
Mm.
Black power, everybody out there. Black Brother National Field Marshal Department, Black Brother MOD, MOJ, everybody in Central and our rank and files. This is Abdullah. I love that song. They smile in your face and they stab in your back. And that's kind of liberal. That's what liberals do, the white liberals. They come in the North, they smile in your face because they will stab you in the back. They're the ones, you smile at you and call police to get you arrested. That's the type of the North do. And even in the South, they let you know how they feel in your face. You know, so I go to court this week on the 21st. Inshallah, I hope everything looks good for me. Like, I'm going to be the strength that I need to be for my family, the comrades, and everybody out there. Because we have a big fight. You have to fight the enemy head strong, head on. And that's sad. The only thing the enemy knows is violence, and that's very sad. But like H.I. Byrne just say, America has violence as apple pie. Like, they're the kind of the same rat of foot that bitch you bit us to.
Well, let's be like Abdullah, because you know what? We are one here. The man who's incarcerated behind the wall, but many are incarcerated and institutionalized, and they walk the streets every day.
Right.
And they're locked up to the man that's locked up. Because America does peculiar, very peculiar things to us. Here on this Father's Day, here on this divinely set weekend, on this Juneteenth, and all of these things that's going down, we got a fallen comrade.
Happy Juneteenth, happy Father's Day with those who celebrate.
Black power, black power. Want to celebrate the life of our brother and comrade, brother Commander Black has fallen, and we wanted to acknowledge brother Commander Black. Because he was just so dedicated to his duty, and again, dedicated to the service of we the people, and we knew him as a military commander, and he was always in charge of the armed forces, in charge of his platoon, in charge of those in the ranks that knew freedom fighting, and they knew military, knew Commander Black as a superior military genius type of guy, and he kept us in a certain way, and updated us in a certain way and trained us in a certain way. And we got lots of love for Commander Black at this hour. And we know we went on many, 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 many missions with Commander Black and those that began to embrace him in North Carolina and other spots where he was known throughout Atlanta, New York, D.C., all the way down to Texas, new Commander Black, and a great commander from St. Louis Black to Chicago, and from all the way there, from L.A. up to Oaktown, we know about us from Commander Black up in here. We're giving his acknowledgments at this time. You about to say something, beloved?
Yes, my condolences go out to our Commander Black who passed. Our condolences go out to the whole family of Commander Black. It was an honor to be among him. Black power.
Black power, black power. We're going to bless Black Light in the top, the key for the military, and talk a little bit about Commander Black Father
black
today.
Power.
Whatever else is
black
going
power.
On with this today. Black power, black power for our comrade, Brother Abdullah, and we give acknowledgments to our brother, Commander Black. Black Power Defense Department, Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. And if we can all say together, rest in power three times for Commander Black, that would be fantastic. And rest in power.
Rest in power. We're going to get the mic up. Open the mic.
Rest in power.
Rest in power. Rest in power. Everybody say it together. Rest in power. Rest in power.
Rest in power.
All right, Black Power, around Black Power. Day. All right, go ahead. We got some mics
around
open. Go
day.
Ahead and talk Black to us. From the Defense Department, Commander Black.
Harambe for Commander Black.
Harambe.
Major Commander Black. Commander Black.
Harambe.
No,
Brother I'm not lying. I said Simon says stand
Black.
Up. Simon
yeah,
says.
Black, Brother Desi. My first commander and teacher of how to be a panther, you know, and what to do, what not to do, when to do, what not, when to do, and when not to do it, you know, when to turn it on, when not to turn it on, and one of the people that knew for a fact that I could turn it on, you know, because he had me turn it off, you know, when we were. I give a little memory of when we were down in, it was a two-parter, though. You know, when we were down there in Gastonia, I'll try to make it real brief. I'll just throw stuff in there real quick. For the lady at the, for one, Lydia, for Gastonia, for their ill treatment of black folks, let's just say, at the ice cream parlor, right there in the center of town, a real redneck spot. We got to find that out first thing. But still, we were under the commander of Commander Black. We took that whole street over from the the police blocked off the bridge, so couldn't nobody even cross the bridge to get in, you know. So they were pretty much it was armed march. I shouldn't even say protest. Armed march led by Commander Black. And I ain't never seen that many beautiful machine guns in all my life. And the way he had us march and drill before we even went down there. So when we, and the way you move, you know, like, see, we ain't parked like outside the place. No, we parked around the corner in a parking lot, and then we came down in a formation and formed a formation right there in front of the that little redneck sundown town, ice cream parlor, Tony's Ice Cream Parlor. Boycott that by all means necessary if you're in Gastonia, if we didn't shut them down already. So we went there, pretty much shut it down, and that was, like I said, a good example of somebody that know that you will turn on the fire, because they thought it was, you always got the holdout. They probably live in the building or something, and they all out on the side in their little chairs, like they gonna smoke their cigarettes and watch us. Oh, really? So if you think it's a joke, I'm thinking maybe I need to come down there and holler. You know what I'm saying? So that's exactly what happened. And Commander Black saw me when I did that about face. And everybody was, and I didn't know what kind, I just got my usual toys on me, you know what I mean? But was nothing that like my comrades. So I figured, well, shit, I'd go back him. Pop a few of you with this damn police baton and make you wake up to the fact that this ain't no joke. This is for real. But that was when Commander Black showed that professionalism, and he tapped me on the shoulder just when I was getting ready to march my happy ass right unhappy ass right on down around that damn corner right down that little alley part where they, I'm like, well, man, I got ways to explain shit to your ass and won't make a lot of noise other than ouch. So that's one little story, but. And then also interjecting story within the story was we left there and we didn't realize that there was a Confederate statue in the front of the courthouse. We didn't even notice. And the Ku Klux Klan was down there protecting it, and the people were down there. They were protesting it, and we went down there on a sidebar. Just see about the people. And when we get down there, they got this, they got these police that ain't police, let's just say. They dress like army, and they ain't even got no badges. Everything is patches up, you know what I mean? So they come out in front of the place, and they tell the people on a loudspeaker, which was low as hell, because I know they meant for it to be low. They going to tell the people, you got 5 minutes to disperse. And so Black, he goes close to hear what they're saying, and he tells the people, hey, you got 5 minutes. Y'all got 5 minutes to disperse. And this is at the courthouse.
You have 1 minute left.
Oh, Abdullah, God bless you,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
Wednesday, we'll be with you. We'll be with you in spirit. Some of us be with you in person. And free our brother Abdullah from the chains of Rikers trying to enslave another innocent brother who would never take or harm anyone unless it was in defense of the Black nation.
Black power, that's right.
Yes, sir, Black power. So, yeah,
Black
I'm
power,
sure to
Black power.
Mentor, my
Black
mentor,
power,
Black,
power,
Commander
buddy.
Black. I wanted to say one thing other also about Black, that he got me my patches, you know, because he made sure that he drilled me on that shit, you know, on everything, you know. So we went down the line. That's why I say our comrades, they need to learn the nine objectives, the ten, the nine.
Thank
local,
you for using Securus. Goodbye.
God bless you, Abdullah. That's Abdullah. He had to go, but he'll be Black with us. I was gonna say when we were studying up the general orders, the objectives, the rules in general and everything, you say, you know, if you really about this shit and you really want that patch, say other than just hitting boots on the ground, because you know it shows you will be boots on the ground. So now if you want this patch, we're gonna drill you. Well, so get ready. And I studied up like I was in college, you know. Studied up like I was in college, you know. So when they called me, Commander Black called me with the National Chief of Staff. I hope he chimed in tonight. He was the National Minister of Defense at the time. He had my position. So when they called me and they drilled me, I said, Black, he the one been giving it to me. You know what I'm saying? He's like, here's the say what's the, you know, he say, say what part of what part are you not doing there? And I say, oh, I see. I'm the part about don't speak to nobody except in the line of duty. He say, you got it. So what you gonna do? Not say shit. Exactly. You know. So I just want to say a big salute to my brother. I know he's meeting up with Hashim. And a few other people that have already transitioned before him. I know he's up there with Hashim and Doc. I know Hashim and Doc got Commander Black right in the middle of them right now, you know, saying, welcome home, big brother, you know, little brother. All right, well, Black Power, I will hand it over, but I'll be Black. because I know we got some topics at hand. Restoration and reparations and repatriation for the black nation. Black power, black power. Oh, your revolutionary voice of the people, asking all the people to please give generously from your heart to $77Baker and $77Baker so that we can keep the black battleship afloat. And for those that didn't get a pen the first time, that's $7777Bakers, all capital letter, B-A-K-E-R-S, like patty cake, Baker's. I don't know how we're going to change it. Baker's plan. Baker's the reparations as fast as you can. Black power. All right, Chief.
Black power. Brother Black Lightning, Black power. We're trying to roll this piece tonight. We got so much going on our stage tonight. We thank you for putting the input for the fathers, putting the input for our fallen comrade, Commander Black. We can never say enough on this Juneteenth. So we got a combination of divinely sent things. We got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I took them all off. I don't know what you did, but I recommend that you do. Pick a few more if you didn't get enough. But I'm just here to tell you on Black Power Radio tonight. We've got our brother, another comrade, sitting right here with us live in Norfolk, Virginia. And Brother Milton, he's going to share a few concepts with you and tell you a little bit about his broadcast on Father's Day. He's going to give you a little bit about that Father's Day and being incarcerated on that goddamn island up in Rikers Island, our brother Abdul, just our sister Field Marshal up there, locked up on Rikers Island. So here's our brother, Brother Milton, Black Power. Black Power.
How y'all doing today? How y'all doing today?
Black Power.
Okay. I first of all, want to start by saying Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there across the land. I definitely want to make sure that we saluting y'all. I'm a father of six, three grandchildren myself. A legacy walk, that's what I call it. I believe as a man, your children are your only blessings in the world. So I definitely want to take a moment today and say Happy Father's Day before I get into anything. Happy Father's Day to all my fathers across the land.
We can make one.
But I ain't going to take up too much time. But what I will say, you guys, check a brother out, man. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've been in business for over 20 years. I'm mainly around the entertainment fields. But you guys can check me out at MDOTCEO, just like the CEO of a business with M dot in front of it, 757 on Instagram, on Twitter, on Google, that same name. My podcast is on Spotify. You could type in the name MDOTCEO again. The name of the podcast is Life, which stands for Learning is Fundamental Every Day. Tune in. Tap in, man. I'm a great brother.
Well, this is for the alphanumerically pure at heart, man.
Okay.
You have to get that information. I saw that dude with that.
Okay. No problem.
That last letter you put on that.
No problem.
Run that information down.
I'm going to slow it down for you. I'm going to say M in magic, D in dog, O in open, T as in Tom, C as in cat, E as in electric, O as in open. The number 757, M.CEO 757. Y'all can check me out all on all platforms. If you just Google that name, MDOTCEO, it would lead you to all the links of me. Again, I appreciate my brother for giving me the platform. I RIP to the fallen comrades. I don't want to take up too much time, but I just appreciate any moment to put myself out there. So I thank y'all, man, and I think I'm going to pass it on back.
All right, Black Power. We'll ask our guest host tonight, just giving it up here on Black Power Radio, and sometimes his sister, Miss Sister Empress, she co-hosts for us sometimes, Sister Sheen and all them. She comes in first. She's out like maybe in Carolina. I'll be in D.C., and she'll be co-hosting with us. And so his whole family got all kind of entertainers and all kind of folk up in here. And we just happy today to be on Father's Day, be divinely sent. We're going to get back on this Juneteenth, and we're going to get us some reparation with this Juneteenth and whatever. Get some nice beef stew and whatever go with that. We want that. You stole us. You sold us. But God, you owe us some land, some plans, and cut the goddamn check. This is where we're going today. Oh, we better bring that to the top. We're going to shoot that on off top tonight. And we got all y'all out there. Let me see how we we can gather up a few and get you in the mic and wiggle around your ear hole. I ain't even playing me no Marvin Gaye. Now, you know, I got to play a few bars that Marvin Gaye, get everybody fired up and get you directional, get you hooked up properly up in here. You know he's going to be merciful, my friend. He's merciful to us all the way around. And who is all those show mercy, he is the most merciful. But he has sent us a brother, I mean, right out of Baltimore, Maryland, that does so much for us to put us ahead in the technical end of this Black Power Radio, on all ends of this Black Power spectrum, for the military end. And he don't mind taking charge, and he sacrificed. He's there with us a whole lot. This is by our brother Chairman. We're 23 years old, knocking the bark off it. Y'all keep saying, ain't no go unless we got some young people running it. We're welcome to the mic, our brother Will, right there in Baltimore. And if you can't be careful, you get over there, you best you be more careful. And be more Baltimore, Maryland. Give us some brother Chairman Will and talk black to us. Black power.
Black power. Thank you, National Chairman. I guess first, well, same as everybody else, first off, I would love to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Definitely the fathers that's fighting for their child. Definitely the CPS system. The fathers that's fighting for food on the table every day that you don't even know about. All the fathers that's fighting for their son to get out of jail. Everybody. Thank you, Black fathers. Obviously, the fathers. Black men. Running this community. You know, wouldn't be no black boys becoming men. So that's what I definitely say. Father. Getting to Charm City out here in Baltimore.
That's your name, man.
Shaking
that. Same thing everywhere else. Little,
no look in the book. LinkedIn, LinkedIn.
The kids, they ain't got no black men to look up to.
Chairman, you might want to meet your line, brother.
Rappers. We need to get our community back right in all the hoods. And I don't know if we got to strike a deal with the gang members or something to take back the community, but we need to be doing something to fight out here. We need black men. We might even need a black men program to take back the community, to get black men back out on the streets and doing what they're supposed to be doing. But
well, we have already started one in West Virginia, so you can get down with it.
and let somebody else talk. But, yeah, I ain't going to talk too much. I yield Black the mic. Like, wow.
Oh, no, go ahead. I just want to let you know that we have started a men's group up in West Virginia. So everybody that's west, you know, close to Baltimore, D.C., West Virginia, just come on up and get down with us. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. We're going to bring our brother here. Black Power, Black Power. We're going to bring our brother Red on up in here. We rolling and rumbling. We've been from coast to coast. And the police attack him at every turn in the road, and he been bringing liberation, and he ain't scared of these no good bastards, and he checks them, and that's why they keep attacking him, and try to pump up charges that none of that shit really ain't no charge in Virginia where the Black Panther Party concerned anything. EMD is in Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. Black Panther involved in the law. We know it's some trumped up charges. I got my main man sitting right here with me, New York. He come out with his gun. He got a license for his guns, the whole nine. The fact he said he had his guns, the police are beating him up, putting cuffs on him, beating him while he's handcuffed now, and then give him some trumped up charges. He got $50,000 in his case. He's moving a band and about to pay off the people for the show. And they beat him up and take his money and try to give him 5 years. This is crazy as fuck. What we're going through as black men, we got to bring an end to the type of tyranny that's practiced against us on a daily basis. And all that shit is close to me. What they do to rap because a gun, Pop Booster didn't have no gun on him. And there's always a gun near the car. The gun, what the fuck? You going to ride around, man, people shooting back at you, and you got no protection. You're the only one on the goddamn battlefield, just like a T.I. You're the only one on the battlefield with no pistol. And they want to make you walk the fine line. But now, dude, what the correction officer tell us? What did the dean or the sheriff and the marshal tell us? He said, no, man, you just had that child. They walked him and gave him his guns back. They always walk the white man and give his fucking gun back. You got to wake up on this stuff, brother and sister. You have to challenge these statues, challenge these goddamn marshals, these sheriffs, like we are doing, like the Black Panther Party is doing. You got to come with some common sense. Here's a man that's a specialist in the law, and especially checking these crackers, and especially checking these Diabella sheriffs. I don't give a damn what y'all say. They're one of the baddest men walking America today. And my national chief of staff, Brother Ezra L., on Father's Day, on goddamn me, Juneteenth, and on whatever else good is going on, national chief of staff, brother and comrade Israel, Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power, family. Freedom of death. As always, black unity, black strength, black honor, all power to the people, black sovereignty, black power, and most definitely, after everything that has been done to us and is being done to us, black supremacy above all things, and I'm not afraid to say it at this hour. So, before I get started this evening, I'd like to give a special shout-out and dedication to the fathers who hold it down for their families, for their wives, the women, the families, their children, and endure all the hardships that they have to endure as black men, as fathers, as providers, as the man of the house, as revolutionaries and activists. Special shout out to those brothers out there who put it down on a day-to-day for our community and our nation, the black nation. Also, it's with a heavy heart that I would like to send special condolences and a special heartfelt thank you and appreciation. One of our brothers and comrades passed away not too long ago. For everybody who knows our brother, our comrade, regardless of what side of the fence that you may sit on, our beloved brother, Brother Black, Brother Diaz Black passed away. He was a good friend, a good brother, an excellent comrade, an excellent mentor, and an excellent chief of staff. He was my regional chief of staff of the Mid-Atlantic region for a number of years. And I'm sorry to say that his passing has affected a lot of us. The brother was a good brother. He knew what to do when times got rough. Me and that brother had been in the trenches of the Mid-Atlantic dealing with these oppressors and these colonizers. And though we may not have agreed on every situation, that was still my brother and my comrade and my regional chief of staff, and he will be sorely, sorely missed. But again, may the ancestors be pleased with him. May Allah God be pleased with him as well. And all I can say as far as Brother Black, you know, keep on guiding us and watching over us from the other side. And mourn you till I join you, brother. So with that being said, let's hit it. What is Juneteenth? Juneteenth celebrates the emancipation of the slaves from bondage. When the slaves officially knew that they were free. The Emancipation Proclamation took place in 1863, but all slaves were not officially free or so-called emancipated fully into the year 1865. But Black families, let me tell you, and this is why I say, know the law, know legal definitions, know your lingo. Emancipation does not equal freedom. I'll say that again. Emancipation did not mean freedom. All emancipation means is it changed the ownership from personal slavery to slavery of the state. So technically, we are still enslaved. And as you could already tell from the things that we are dealing with, that comes of no surprise when dealing with this colonizer and oppressor, especially dealing with Abraham Lincoln. A lot of people like to take Lincoln and put him on a pedestal. A lot of people want to take him and place him above other presidents because they believe or because the history books have claimed that he was for the equality of the Black man and fought effortlessly to free slaves. Well, Black family, I'm here to educate you this evening. Abraham Lincoln is not the freer of our people the way history and the way the white man would like to portray him. For I'm going to deliver two quotes directly. The first quote by Abraham Lincoln, let me pull it up. And then again, a quote by the man himself. I am not, nor have I ever been, in favor of bringing about an equal way, in any way, the social and political equality of the white and Black races. That I am not, nor ever have I been, in favor of making voters or jurors of Negroes, nor of qualifying them to hold office, nor to intermingle with white people. That is a powerful quote. He also said, when asked or interviewed about the Civil War, before the start of the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln is also quoted as stating and saying that if I could save this Union by not freeing a single slave, I will do that. To continue, he says, if I can save this Union by keeping some in bondage and freeing others, I will do that as well. He ends by saying, if I can save this Union by freeing every slave, I will do that as well. So Black family, he really was a concern for our well-being. He was concerned with the preservation of the Union, of the United States at that time, because no president wants to be looked at through the annals of history as being responsible or in office of a country that is fighting against itself in a civil war. So Black family, I encourage you, especially when we are faced with our history being whitewashed, especially when we are looking at everything that we have achieved in these past 500 years as being erased, where black books are being banned or black books prices are being jacked up to unaffordable prices, I encourage you to learn the history. I encourage you, for those who are historians, to teach the history of our truth, of our people and our conditions and what we endured in these hells of North America. I encourage that, black family. There is a saying that says, if you do not learn from your history, that you are doomed to repeat it. And black family, the way we are going today, we keep on repeating the same mistakes. So I'll be the first to tell you that that quote in saying that is absolutely true. Over 50 to 60 years ago, we had a civil rights era. We had a civil rights movement. Many people lost their lives, gave their lives willingly. A lot of people during that time gave their freedom willingly. But today, here in 2023, we are back to a new civil rights era. We are back almost on the borderline facing new Jim Crow era, new Black Codes era. For those of you who don't know what the Black Codes are, I encourage you to pick up and look that up, of what the Black Codes were, especially in the South. We had Black Codes in Virginia. We had Black Codes in the Carolinas. We had Black Codes in Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida. Some of you still experience, and some of us still experience the Black Codes in certain areas. But again, black family, I'm not going to take up too much time. I encourage you, I implore you, learn your history. For those who can teach, teach our children, teach our grandchildren our history, the true history, not this history that this colonizer is trying to whitewash and force down our throats and act like, because we're supposed to censor the evils that not only a country perpetuated on us, but what the white race in itself played out. Black family, I encourage you and implore you. With that, I yield black to white. Black power, continue black power. To do the good work.
Black power. Well, we thank our Master Chief staff for being there to give us this updates and the inspiration necessary to check the opposition in the midst of a peculiar kind of iniquity. These people are in deep iniquity with all of these stories, these chemtrails that follow you from Canada all the way down there to Mexico. Strange things being done to us all the way around. And I'm saying, if we can't drive through a township with some guns in the car and the money and the legal rights to have those guns, and we can't go across the street without getting strip searched or getting harassed, beat down, drugs implanted in our cars by the Homeland Security, I got a lot of proof and evidence on what I say. Don't you dare tell me I'm lying. With drugs being put in our cars, on our person, guns being put in our cars of our young people attending college along I-10 freeway, goes all the way from Los Angeles all the way to Jacksonville, Florida. You got to understand, I know every inch in between. I've combed that thing tens and tens and tens of times, if not hundreds of times. And I know exactly what that is. And I'm going to yield that mic back and get red black. I'm going to take this call.
Power, while National Chief Chairman is taking a call, I guess I got to keep the show running. So with that, let's get
like Commander Black would say, keep it dangerous.
Always, stay always, dangerous. Brother. 24/7, 365, including holidays. So let's get it. Black family, black family, black family, I encourage you. Just like we should know our history, learn our history, teach our history, and not feel ashamed of our history, black family, we need to learn these laws, the legalities, and the definitions of these legalities as well. once you know the law, can use the law, can articulate the law, that's the less this colonizer and these oppressors want to deal with you. I myself right now, in fact, am dealing with a situation out of Roxboro, North Carolina, who has a repeated history, a deep, long-seated history of violating only the law in itself, but civil rights, human rights, and constitutional rights. There was once a statement put out by Supreme Court Justice who ruled that there are no rights a black man has that a white man is bound to respect. And with that being said, with that being answered to, I have no love, no respect for any laws that this oppressor, this colonizer, wrongfully passes, be it bill or law or otherwise. Even the Constitution tells us, brothers and sisters, that these lawmakers can't just make up rules and regulations and statutes as they go, that there is a legal process that all laws must follow in order to be considered law or made or passed into law. And even with that, if the law goes against the Constitution and is unconstitutional, we are not bound to follow that law. Nor is any police department, for that matter, required to enforce that law. We saw that with gun laws not too long ago, but those seemingly only apply to white folks. You see, these oppressors, especially when it comes to law enforcement, they pick and choose what laws they want to enforce. But if you could catch them on that, if you could catch these oppressors with their pants down, if you can lift up the skirt of those oppressors and these colonizers and expose that, just as Dr. Khalid Muhammad said when he was addressing the Pope or speaking about the Pope, if we can lift up those garments and expose that colonizers and oppressors hide, then you stand a fighting chance. And that's what most of us, especially myself, thrive on, as exposing these colonizers, exposing these oppressors for the snakes and the devils that they truly are. A lot of people question us or question the use and the reasons why we call them devils. Let me explain, because I feel the need that needs to be explained. Whenever we call or refer to a colonizer as a devil, one must stand the definition of a devil. We're not talking about the mythological devil. We're not talking about the devil with the red skin and horns, and some depictions he is blue with a tail. We're not speaking of that devil. We are speaking of a devaluer. That is the true definition of a devil. And after everything he has shown us, he has never showed us compassion. He has never shown us that he cared about the value of our lives, of our well-beings. That's why we refer to him as a devil. And while we will always refer to him as a devil, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, and the most honorable Dr. Khalid all stated that the white man is not a devil, but the devil. And with that, we will continue to say and preach that. Do not to just name calling, not to just name slander or slander this colonizer and oppressor. We call him a devil due to his actions, and actions speak louder than words. These are the reasons why we address him as a devil and why he will always be known as nothing more and nothing less. So with that, let's take some calls if it's possible. National Minister of Defense, are you on the line? Oh, come on, Dynamite Lightning. You're normally always on the line, brother. Where you at? Don't get shy on me now. My. Well, Black family, I wish I could have had control of the switchboard, but our national chairman seems to have control over that.
Okay, we're still rocking here at Black Power Radio. I had to move around here. We're live doing this live radio. Sometimes we got to duck out and trying to pick up where you all actually are. I'm sorry for the exit right there. Ooh, boy. I got to get my controls back on top, y'all. Okay, let's see. But we're here at Black Power Radio, and we give you more of what you're actually listening to radio for. Some of y'all came in tonight. I can see they came in on the Android Paranoid and several other phones. We're going to give Queen Mother a chance to talk black to y'all tonight because she's rocking us from South Carolina. Sorry I went away from the mic so long, but Queen Mother's fired up on Father's Day. She fired up for the Juneteenth, and she fired up on getting some things to go the way of reparations and keeping a strong focus and committed. And thank you, Queen Mother, for joining us tonight. Peace and Black Power.
Peace and Black Power to everyone. Happy Father's Day, comrades, the men, the NGP men. Bless y'all.
Thank you.
Mr. Reese is on the phone.
Hey, good. Give it up, kid. Hold you about a 15-minute segment there, and I'll be right back to you, Queen Mother. Go ahead. Black Power, y'all rock it up. Light it up. Fire.
All right.
Black Power.
Andy.
Yes.
All right. Say hello.
Hello, everyone. Black Power. Happy Father's Day to all the brothers out there.
Black Power.
Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to all the brothers out there. Thank you, Dr. Trubin. What I really want to say is, you know, the day been kind of hard on me because I'm so used to my son calling me on this day. And I got a lot of calls in and from my other kids, but that one call I didn't get from Lavelle, and it kind of touched me. I've been kind of on the weather today. I was saying happy Father's Day to all the brothers on the line, and I said, Black Power, can you hear me?
And Black I was Power, we hear you loud and clear, comrade.
Okay, I was talking about my son, Lavelle. I got a lot of calls today while I was here at work. All of my other kids had called me and wished me a happy Father's Day. But that one special call from my son, Lavelle, I didn't get. And it kind of like touched me today because they killed my son in that prison. And I know they did. And that, like you said, they are devils. They devils. The oppressor is a demon. And he need to be stopped. He need to be stopped. Some shape, some form, some fashion. Because he had really brought disturbance in my family. Ever since my son passing. And I'm going to leave it as that. And God bless each and every one of y'all on this line. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power, there are you going to the city council meeting tomorrow. Hello?
Where
I didn't hear you.
Come. Completed, Queen Mother, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Queen Mother, okay.
I'm here.
Yeah, we'll make sure that you've gotten all
I'm
your
here.
Pieces
I'm here, Queen Mother.
I was asking about the city council meeting. That's on tomorrow, right? Are y'all going?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But I'm not sure if it's even going to go on because it's a holiday. So I'm not sure. I'll check in the morning. But I really don't have no updates. I do have an update because some people called me concerning LaBelle's case that they seen on the television with us announcing that they're going forth with pressing charges. And it was the Federal Bureau. It was the FBI. So I have an FBI lady that's Quinlan is her name, that she's looking into LaBelle's case. So I think I told you that the last time, but that's basically it. I really don't have no updates. You know, just taking one day at a time. I'm letting the people do what they do. Not getting in their way. Not that I would be getting in their way, but I'm just letting them do what they do because, you know, this is going to be a process. But like my husband said, today is Father's Day, and I really try not to be downhearted and downtrodden. I really try to force myself and ask God just to guide me and keep me and strengthen me so I won't be walking around here depressed. But depression will kill you and have you on a whole bunch of medicine and all this other foolishness. So I just try my best to upbeat it and try to keep positive things going on around me. And the fact still remains my son is not here. But I really try to keep myself focused and keep myself occupied. Don't consume me. And y'all keep us and my family in y'all prayers. And we're praying for y'all as well. And God bless the fallen comrade. I didn't know him, but, you know, my sincere condolences goes out to his family and the NPP family, all of us. You know, we all under one umbrella. When one hurt, one fall, we all fall. And I'm going to yield back. Black power.
Black. My power, and comrade Queen Mother Beverly, that was a great comrade, a great military mind, and a great disciplinarian, and just a great personality to be around, and you could see it, and his spirit will walk in his military profile, in his disciplinary ways, and he was teaching the men, you see. All of these things, Commander Black. And that was our man.
Yes.
Hashim passed away too. Our chairman will give a condolences to him. As a father, I've talked to his son and all of that today, trying to just get things to come out right here on Black Power Radio. We're happy to be here. And we're happy to be of service to the people. This is the same thing. We got public radio. We got Black Power Radio. A subject that is dear to my heart is Father's Day. And how do we come to celebrate him? How are you celebrating your Father's Day? Once you reach out, take that number and send it out to somebody at 515-605-9889. How many of you did that today? Just went on and sent that word out. Get them back here on Black Power Radio so they can talk black to us and we can bring the right unity, the right type of approach. See, they don't have the skill to go up against the system and the knowledge and the wherewithal of what they're supposed to say next, and they're trying to figure that out and step and fetch in and the whole nine yards. And we're just saying that, man,
black
we can
power,
give you
black
the ammunition, black power, we'll give you the ammunition to defeat the opposition. You have to go with that on your mind, Kevin. If your mind's not thinking revolutionary, you're not going to win against this opposition you got out here today. So we're just happy to be on the right side of the fight. We're fighting with the righteous and intention to remain righteous. And the righteous and the wicked have a showdown. The victory has been promised to the righteous. And this is where we must understand that we're up against a coward man. He ain't no man living in there when you look at this guy. Look at this guy, Donald J. Look at this guy. What is his name? Joe Biden. Some call him Joe Biden. But regardless of what you call him, that ain't no man living. You look at these folks. If you see a man living in there, there's something has been done to you. It's something peculiar. Something terrible has been done to you. If you look at these people and see man, that's not no real man living in there. He doesn't even contain the spirit of a real man. I've been around these guys, man, and see the emptiness. It's like a ghost. It's a ghost town when you look for the man that's inside. When you look at the eyes and look inside, it's an empty vessel. Ain't nothing living in there. I'm telling you what I've experienced, not from hearsay stuff. So I'm just saying to you, Black Power, Black Power. Let me see if we can get some more of these comrades to get on live. I'm trying to figure out where the controls are. We're doing it from a remote location, not at our regular station. But here we are, Black Nation. Let's see if we can punch it up, and pump it up. For 405-721 and 405-721, you're actually live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power.
You can talk black to us.
Black Power, brothers and sisters, good evening.
I
want to say happy Father's Day to every father out there. Some of us even in father positions. I'd like to say happy Father's Day to each and every one of you. My condolences also to our fallen comrades. But what gives us solace and what gives us hope is the fact that someone has taken upon themselves to carry on the tradition. The baton has been passed, and it wasn't dropped. It was picked up, and it's being carried on. So that makes the ancestors and the brothers who have gone on before us, lives were not in vain, because they passed on something that we can pass on for generations to come. Because, sisters and brothers, you're so right. We're in a whole new realm of living right now, and we do need each and every one of us to stick together. Black Power, Black with you.
Black Power, Black with you. Sister Joy, thanks for coming out of Oklahoma. I believe she came out of Oklahoma City. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, Oklahoma, sir. I'm in Oklahoma City. Oh, on my landline.
Black Power Radio. We rocking up some landline up here. Now. Some of them came in on the smartphone. Don't you look at them, they lined up. I can see them. They're on their smartphones out there. And then I said, right behind them on the third row is the dumb phone line. And right behind them on the fourth row is the Android line. And right behind them, I think about 5-6 rows, sometimes 10 rows back. They got the paranoid phone people that come right off the Android, come to paranoid phone. But they tune in here to Black Power Radio, Sister George.
Well, brothers and sisters, while I have you on the line, I have invited Sister Maida, Queen Mother Maida, to join us this evening. I don't know if she's on or not. I think that's a 666 area code. She's out of California.
Come on with it.
And she
come
is
on, California.
The Queen Mother.
Juneteenth.
So if she gets an opportunity to speak with us, she'll give us some history, some new, as they say, some news we can use. Black Power, Black with you.
Black Power. Come on here, Sister Maya. Are you there? Can you hear us? We're trying to bring you up.
I can hear you.
Black Power. Well, talk black to us because you're live. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, can
you
hear me?
Let's rock with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Rock me some West Coast. We waiting on your West Coast. Come on in the house. Water fine over here. Come on in.
Thank you.
Kick
80 years
off.
Old, still fighting the fight. Grew up under Kwame Ture. Grew up under the struggle from South Africa on. I'm okay with being woke. I send my condolences to the fallen brother. And we have to continue. We have to continue. The war remains. It's the same war out of 1861. Just a different chapter. but we are resilient in our fortitude for justice and self-determination. We will not change that. I've been involved with Juneteenth as a leader in California and the national since 1981. And I continue on. I'm so pleased to have passed it on to the next generation with the vision and the purpose and the energy toward our complete unification with all our Black African peoples all over the world, not just in one place. But we are one. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, beloved. And for sacrificing on your Father's Day, as much you could have been doing, but you decided to spend a bit of that time with us here at Black Power Radio. And so we respect that. We salute you. We thank you. And we love you so much. And know you're going to return. We've got another citizen. That's the more west side. But we'll get going on too far. We have our National Minister of Justice online to bring us up to date on Father's Day, on the situation with this Juneteenth and Juneteenth falling on Father's Day, how they celebrate in L.A., what kind of reparations we getting, what kind of reparations we deserve. We have Dr. Truth Bay online, Black Power to Justice, and Justice for All. Black Power.
Black Power.
All right, power to the people. Power to the
power
people.
Power to the people, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. All right, well, happy Father's Day to all comrades.
Happy. Thank you. Happy to all the mothers. Queen Mother just left. The Queen Mother, Beverly, did a piece on here tonight. And the father did a piece of Lavelle Lane. Yes, ma'am. But go ahead.
Yeah. So I want to send our condolences for Commander Black as well. And hope his family and stuff. So send him love and appreciation. Father's Day. Where did it begin? Well, we just want to say happy Father's Day today. It's just a lot with a recognition for our men as well. We want to continue to celebrate not only fathers, but all men who have stood the ground and raised their children and try to be best good role models, especially women. So we give honor and salute to that. So the nation's first Father's Day was celebrated June 19th, 1910, same day as we were set free in 1865. This was in the state of Washington. However, it was not until 1972, 58 years later, where Woodrow Wilson made Mother's Day official, and that day honoring fathers became a nationwide holiday as well, Sunday, June 18th. So there's a little fun fact on where Father's Day began. So I'm going to keep it short. Again, we want to honor the dads, especially Black dads out there that's for the struggle. And then we'll talk more about the issues with reparations and the Biden administration. All right, so keep focused and respectful. And we love you all. Peace and Black Power.
Peace and Black Power, Black Power. Thank our National Minister of Justice for putting those words in place for us. Give us guidance towards a better future in America, throughout the world, throughout the diaspora. There's so much unfinished business that we do have, and we have to put these things totally in perspective, and we have to manage against the opposition. In general, we must take a hard line position against the opposition. Black Power, Black Power. Somebody's trying to share something? Black Power, Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. And we're rolling here at Black Power Radio. We hope that you will continue to listen to Black Power Radio. We've got a couple more in here. Let me see. May have dropped one. But I know I've got Queen Mother Black online. And we've got the queen that was invited online. And we're working the rumble as best we can. And if you're not talking, we ask you to please mute your phone so that we're able to mix and mingle with others when you're not speaking, okay? And you'll get a clear tape on your broadcast when you play it back or do your repeat. Or when you send out your links and do this, send out your links to Black Power Radio. We are the New Black Panther Party on line.com, and we're happy to have the website up and running. You can make your contributions there. Or, again, you can go to $77Bakers. Absolutely no shame in the game, no shame in giving to help the Black Panther Party, because you have to put lean green in the black machine to make us able to travel the country, to eat up and gas up and get up and go. We got to have some money to keep you on Black Power Radio. Don't you know we give you more of what you actually listen to radio, folks. So let's keep it moving. We love you so much. See, somebody that's been up, does anybody desire to speak or have something they want to say in addition to what has already been said? Mm-hmm. If not, we're about to put you to bed. We'll put you get back on the radio tomorrow. We're going to talk about the, I don't want to say GD, so I'll say GD, Biden administration tomorrow. We hope we can fire you up and get you focused. Because far too many of us, we drink Biden Kool-Aid, Trump Kool-Aid, Obama Kool-Aid. Anybody that's got Kool-Aid, they drink Jim Jones Kool-Aid. That's how vulnerable we are. On top of all that Kool-Aid, we drink Jim Jones, Tiger Woods, O.J. Simpson, any kind of Kool-Aid that they passing out. Professor Henry Louis Gates, Skipper Gates Kool-Aid. And it mixes us with the Rainbow Coalition Kool-Aid. And when you become a Rainbow Coalition, ain't much they're going to do with you. They're going to chew you up and spit you out. You have only one purpose, and that's called usage value, meaning that if you go get a brand-new car and drive it for 4 days and take it back to the dealership, then you have paid the usage value of registering the car, titling the car, and the whole bunch that you did with that car. That's the price to pay. It will no longer maintain the original value because there's usage value on the car. And we're like a people that have a usage value. We're like a used car or something. It just ain't like brand new, you know. And in other words, it's just not like having your own government, your own inertia, your own set of value system and a family value system of your own. And we want to say that tonight. And see, is anybody else that's trying to get Black at the mic to say what you've been pressed to say all week, that you finally got an opportunity right here at Black Power Radio to say it? The mic is open. You have an open mic session. If anybody has anything they want to share on Father's Day, Juneteenth, et cetera, the mic is yours. Black Power. Okay. Oh, we got the 8. Go ahead.
Black Power, Warrior Woman here.
Go ahead, Warrior Woman. Drop it like a shot. It's Father's Day of Juneteenth. Come on the house.
Right. I've been emailing people in the struggle, then especially that Father's Day is not just one day. It's today, tomorrow, and it was yesterday, just like Mother's Day is every day. We don't celebrate any of the holidays that this white man has given us just to give them back money. You know, after they stole and raped our women and stole our land, we can't forget that they've always been terrorists. They've always been cannibalistic. You know, they've always been the enemy. And if we don't understand that today, then we are lost people. We have to remember the land is ours. All the resources that is on there, you know, they don't allow us to even, you know, what do you call it, develop our own land. They don't even give us money as a loan to build anything, just like the land that they gave us at Oyate. We have 240 acres of land. Do you think any of these banks are going to open up to give us a loan so we could, like, feed ourselves and stuff, you know? And especially our mindset is not to assimilate or to be like them. And this is what we have to remember. If we're going to be inside that institution, we should realize that that society of imperialism is always against us. It's not for us. They don't claim the best citizens of the United States. We have to be sovereign thinking people. We have to go beyond just the piece of paper or degree that they give us to allow us to talk.
Exactly. So, I'm coming to get you to say that. That's all I want you to say.
Yes.
All the problems in the world.
So the struggle still continues, and all the fathers that have passed away and that have been killed by this system, you know, we say, you know, forward, and that's why we can never give up. That's why we can't stop fighting. That's why we have to continue, because they've killed our leaders. We've seen them poison them. We've seen them shoot them. We see our children killed in the streets, and we have to remember that. Racism hasn't stopped. Racism is nice and growing. You know what I mean? When we got flooded out here, 6 days with no way out. No way out in terms of getting any help. And they wouldn't help because they said it's Indian land. It's Indian land when it's their convenience, but when we say, hey, you know, we want to have sovereignty, then they throw in the casinos and buy everybody out through materialistic things, money. You know, so as Kwame Ture would say, organize. We have to organize until, you know, until we go into the spirit world. And so, you know, they're not going to get rid of us unless they can't even get rid of us, because we already know how to leave our body before that bullet hits us or when it hits us. So they don't even have the opportunity or, you know, the satisfaction of killing us. And that's what they're afraid of. Once you don't give a damn of what they think that they can do, you know, psychological warfare, physical poverty, you know, things, everything that they throw at us, we're still here. And so peace and forward, and I love you, family. Peace and love. Shukran. Mitaku yape.
Got big, big respect, big peace, and big love. Warrior woman, Eddie Long Walker. And all of those that have been coming in this tradition and bringing up revolution, these are revolutionaries, and people have to understand the difference in the freedom fighter, those that are in the revolution, and people are just hanging around the mic and all that. It's a great difference, brother and sister, and that's what we want y'all to know. You're freedom fighters from coast to coast, and you want to know Warrior Woman. You want to know Chief Eddie Long Walker, and how long we've been in this struggle. We talking at least 50 straight years of doing this. See, this is what we're trying to tell you, that you got to understand these things, you know. When we were children, we were fighting the revolution. I'm 5 years old, and I'm 71. Warrior Woman has been there as long as I can remember talking the word revolution. Warrior Woman was there fighting the fight. She's part of them. She's part of them, I'm telling y'all. And you got to respect that on Father's Day. Is Eddie Long Walker anywhere near Chief Warrior Woman?
He can't hear anymore. But he's right next to me.
He's right there?
Yeah.
Does he want to say anything to our vast listening audience? This is the chief among the warriors. Original warriors, 50 years of freedom fighting.
Did you want to say anything on the radio station? Did you want to say anything to the Black Panthers?
He says no.
Okay.
You sure?
Well, just give him the greeting and tell him we'll pick him up next time. We'll pick him up
okay,
next time.
Okay, I will.
All right. I know he has a lot to say from time to time, but there's been times that he's said a lot to us over the years, so we know that he can go. And he's got revolution in his mind, heart, and spirit, and we'll never forget his good work. And we thank both of you for our long history of fighting the revolution. God bless our fathers.
Keep it on.
Tell them Happy Father's Day. Yes, ma'am. And keep it up too, Road Warrior Woman. Don't give up the fight. God is circumstances. Be encouraged. No matter what's going on. No matter what's going on. Be encouraged. Thank you again. Black power. Black power,
Black
Warrior.
Power.
Black power.
Yeah,
that's right. That's family. Those are family awards. And this is the thing we have to understand. What, where we are, what we're doing. Who do we have on? Okay, come on in the house and see if we can get them just black to the hand. Black power, black power, black power. You up in
black
there.
Black power.
Black power. Go ahead.
Black power. I got a
black light. Black. Go ahead, black light.
I got my minister information, Barabbas Lightning, my firstborn on the line with me. He's been bringing some great information to the table, so he pretty much earned that spot as Minister of Information. And always reaching out to me on Father's Day and stuff like today. Are you there with me, son? Black power.
Oh, yeah, black power. Black power to all the Black Panthers.
Black power.
And also, happy Not the Mama's Day to all the fathers out there.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Yep.
Just saying happy Father's Day to everybody out there who's listening.
Yeah, we have a happy Father's Day here at Black Power Radio. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Black Power.
And I'm sitting there thinking about Black, all the different times, you know, like when we was in Norfolk and we was in as a matter of fact, he always one came through when the chip was down, because like when we were going to National Chairman Hashim's send off, and he had the hotel, you know, and he said, "You get there, make sure you hit me up," you know, and so I'm like, okay, so he had us covered, and we get to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Exact same thing. Boom. Commander Black got us covered again. You know what I mean? So
yes,
it's
sir.
Like, you know, so it's like everybody get their sleeping bag and sleep on the floor, and let's make a big celebration and send off for Commander Black. He got, just like we did for Hashim, you know, and cover him with
yes,
the RBG. Because I know he would want to on a BG cover, you know what I'm saying? I know his family knows. So if anybody got information on that so we can all make a big turnout, please let us know or come on the line and tell us when and where. But we're doing our due diligence to find out in the meantime. But, yeah, Black Power got Barabbas on the line with me. What any new turnout? On your end, son?
Well, not on my end, but nationwide. There has been a lot of military movement. There's pictures being taken of Russian military equipment being loaded onto trains and transported throughout the United States. So we got to make sure there's no black flag event going on executed by the U.S. government to blame Russia in order to start another war.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder. All those weapons that never got exploded, they are very anxious to explode those weapons. Yeah. The devil is a strange kind of guy, you know. He's always anxious. In other words, he never stops cracking the whip. Always cracking the whip.
Never.
What's the rest of the characteristics, son? I know you know all the attributes of the opposite.
I couldn't really hear you. Just a lot of background noise going on.
Oh, I see. Now, I was getting you to name the other attributes of the opposition, that they never stop cracking the whip, and there's some other attributes that they have. Can you hear that?
Yes. First, they use the media to lie to everybody. They use the entertainment, movies, songs, to manipulate everybody. Right now, they're taking God out the school and replacing it with the devil himself.
Can you mute your line, please?
Somehow I got noise going on. I got the mute button tonight. I know how to get at them.
Yeah, everybody mute their lines is not speaking. They don't have phones in their pockets and stuff like that. So go ahead.
We just can't lose our focus. Yes, it's Father's Day, but we still need to keep an eye on the opposition because they never sleep.
Come on.
So,
come on.
Maybe Father's Day, but everybody got to stay, I hate to use that term, but really woke.
Mm-hmm.
Watch them 24/7. Watch your skies. Because they're poisoning us in the skies, even just a couple of weeks ago, where they wanted to blame it on the Canadian wildfires.
It's current.
But that was nothing but a lie.
Mm-hmm. Toxic.
Never has a wildfire spread that far and cause the skies in other country basically to turn red.
Smoke
where
rises.
People couldn't even breathe.
Yeah, smoke rises. It don't sit there on the ground.
No. They're trying to poison us every which way, even with those train derailments a few months back, poisoning the water.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights, then you stand. Watch out for the man,
commercial
on drugs in your land. Guns in your hand.
Yes, man.
And while we got the commercial break, oh, it sounded like commercial break was going on. I was getting ready to hit him with $77 Bakers, y'all. To keep the black power train moving, the $77 Bakers, so we can get where we need to be and when we need to be there, you know? No man left behind. And as a matter of fact, that's what I was going to – I was said to weigh in, too, about black Commander Black, but I was saying too much, and I had to release the mic. But I was saying part two of when we was in Gastonia, and when we went down to see about this Confederate flag, ah, boy, there was it's some good parts in there. The Ku Klux Klan decided to show up while I was there. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Commander Black had already pulled me off of a bunch of rednecks in the alley. Shit. And it's like, okay, now here they come, the straight-up motherfucking ops. God damn. Excuse my language, ladies and the gentlemen. But that's what it was. The Ku Klux Klan came up there and decided that they was going to surround their beloved statue. It was a Confederate statue of a Confederate soldier. And they had the audacity, I say audacity, to put that goddamn statue of a Confederate soldier in front of the courthouse, which is supposed to be about liberty and justice for all. But no, they put that there. So they decided they wanted to come and protect it that day. Why in the hell? I mean, of all days, they must have said, okay, the people is, you know, we can get away with it because of the people, right? Even though the people was packing, though. That's an armed state, and everybody had pistols in their waistbands. So I don't know what makes these idiots think that it was safe to do that. But I tell you what, I had to be a little verbal about it and let them know that as soon as it gets dark, the fact that we wearing all black, we going to diss a fucking pill on your motherfucking asses. So go ahead and be here when it gets dark, you know? I just kept telling them that. I told them that shit. I mean, they look me in my eyes and see, I'm not joking. Be here when it gets dark, you know? Mm-hmm. So they decided to pull the hell up out of there before it got dark. And we talking about the real Ku Klux Klan. We ain't talking about
the KKK. It's in the White House.
Oh, yeah. But these were the ones that was protecting their Confederate statue, which means something to them, which means these are like they pit bulls or whatever, or they're ass kickers, whatever they think they are. But they knew right then and there that they bit off more than they could chew that motherfucking day. Because sitting back on your goddamn Harley Davidson while I'm tracking 50 or 60 miles on a goddamn mountain bike, it don't even add up the same. You know?
Yeah, but you don't blame the people. You blame the one holding the leash.
Well, we'll get Black in here. We're talking about Commander Black right now. We're talking about Commander Black right now, though. So I'm just saying, Black Power, Black Power. I just wanted to say, Commander Black, he really held it down on that line that day, you know?
All right.
And no man left behind.
You'll be able to continue.
Black
Power. She's an ex-host of Black Power. She's been a co-host here. And since the Empress was the Empress of the state of North Carolina, she has now become the world champion Empress. And Sister Empress Sheena will give you her update. And happy Father's Day and her Juneteenth idealism. And how did you get to celebrate? How are you celebrating your Juneteenth Father's Day? Give it up, Sister Empress, Empress Sheena, Black Power.
Greetings, you all. How are you?
Black powerfully wonderful.
Black power. I don't have much to say, but since I'm in the presence of Afar, I definitely wanted to hop back on the show. It was such a wonderful experience, and it helped me triumph myself and allow me to branch out and go to different cities and different states with a good message. So I wanted to first say Happy Father's Day to all of the beautiful gentlemen in attendance, even those that aren't in attendance that are just listening. We appreciate you. We support you. We need you. We love you, and we are grateful and thankful for you. As far as what I'm doing, it's still the same things. I'm going around and cleaning up communities in every city I put my feet on. We get out and pick up trash and do people's hair for free and give out haircuts and clothing and shoes and whatever need it is that I see that I can afford at the time or is donated to us, we give back to wherever we lay our feet. So I just wanted to say thank you for everything, the platform, the availability. And when I slow down a little bit, I'm going to tap back in and be more available to the calls and availabilities you have. But thank you so much for just giving me the opportunity and the enlightenment and the push to not be afraid of who I truly am. I appreciate you all. I'm grateful and I'm thankful. And I'm going to give it back to Akbar now, but you all have a beautiful, beautiful evening. Black Power.
Black Power.
Okay, give me the 16. Black Power. We just so happy. And we would have a special queen tonight to just wish the Father's Day could put her blessing on it, because we had a great radio show tonight, and it's been excellent. But you can give your Happy Father's Day greeting. This is from the Queen Faye right here in Norfolk, Virginia.
I wish all the fathers all over the world Happy Father's Day.
Black Power. Black Power. Thank you. How about you,
Black
Power?
Thank you. Black Power. Thank you for that greeting.
Happy Father's Day.
We can tell you that's the mystery guy. That's the mystery guy tonight, y'all. You'll be giving up who it was. Even tell that deep down, she getting a grudge on tonight. That's Sister Desiree, but she did give you a Happy Father's Day, and we've been celebrating all over Norfolk and the whole East Coast,
Desiree.
Up and down Tidewater, Hampton, Gloucester. We've been to West Virginia. You know, I don't know what y'all doing out there in West Virginia. All
you
I saw was now when I came to that day. I was sucking up the grass when I went alongside the road. I was
you
blazing.
You should have stopped here. You just seen a couple moonshine while you were at it.
Right. Yes, you can pick up your stories on Commander Black Power.
Oh, Black Power. Yes, sir. I was just saying that, okay, we started at Tony's Ice Cream Parlor in Gastonia. So I'll take y'all back real quick so you can catch up. So that's why we were there, because someone had pulled a weapon on a black woman down there. And then also a sister named Lydia, who has come real far in the party, has become a general in her own right, has been a serious freedom fighter from the day we met. Right down there, fighting the cause of them rednecks, having their Confederate statue. But I was just saying about that Confederate statue that the bulldog was let loose, because I looked around, I said, well, shit, national chairman ain't here to stop me. So, shit, I'm going to get on their asses. But like I say, that was when I those was times when I seen the professionalism that General Black, we honored him as major for a long time, but he did obtain them general bar stars too. When I called him, well, I'm gonna get back on track on what we were talking about. But I remember when I became national minister of defense, and I called him because he had became national minister of defense over there with Malik. And I called him and I said, man, what's up with this? I said, ain't this too much for me to handle? He said, shit, I trained you, brother. Do what you do. He said, you pretty much been doing it already anyway. So just continue doing what you're doing, you know, and stay dangerous. He always say, stay dangerous. He love that. But, yeah, back to where we were. So we leave the Tony's Ice Cream Parlor. And that was the main event, let's just say. So we go over here to duke it out with these rednecks, and we realize that we should have had the whole platoon with us. But now a lot of people have already left and already went back to different cubby holes all over the place. So we go down there, and we holding it down, and Commander Black say, they done gave us such amount of time to get up out of here, you know, with their little megaphone. And about 20 of the armed militia, it looked like. It didn't look like police. It looked like militia. They all had on the tan camouflage uniforms with the helmets, the riot helmets. And they came busting out with the AK-47s and the ARs, you know. And they were not paintball guns. Let me put it like this. I think one guy on both ends had a paintball gun, but that's it. Everybody else had the real legit shit. And, well, that's why I say when a commander gives the order, it's time to move out. It's time to move out right then and there, ladies and gentlemen. It's not time to move out in a few minutes. It's not time to move out when you think it's time to move out, because you don't know what's coming over the hill. And so when the commander, like Commander Black, when he gave that order, it was time to move out. The only reason he got jammed up was because he wasn't going to leave no man behind, you know. And the loyalty of the brother with the, I ain't going to say no name, but you know who you are, my little brother that I drove up there with. He had to, and that's funny, too, because he had to keep me fired up in order not to be sleepy. I was like, man, what you trying to do, piss me off? He's like, yeah, and they succeeded. Therefore, I'm going to sit back and finish napping while you drive your angry ass on into Gastonia. And I'm like, man, I'm going to make a pit stop on your, you know what I mean? But that's another story for another time. But we still held the line, you know. But Commander Black didn't want to leave little homie out there by himself. And see, and I say little homie only because he's younger than me. He's like my son. But see, in the meantime, see, he didn't want to leave somebody out there by their self too. So it was a test of the heart, you know. He didn't want to leave the lady because that was his national assistant. And the national assistant's sister was one of the head leaders of the protest, you know. And when I tell them, look, it's time to roll out. And they say, we've been getting hit with rubber bullets every day. We've been tasting tear gas. We don't give a F. You know what I mean? We don't give a flying F. Shoot your damn tear gas. Shoot your rubber bullets and lock us up. We ain't going no damn place. I'm telling you now, that's the way to be a pro. That's, if you're going to be a protester, that's the way to be a protester. Right up in their goddamn faces saying, we don't give a flying F, you know? But so I just wanted to bring y'all up to speed because I want to leave you lost at the Ku Klux Klan. They were looking down. Well, I shouldn't say that. They were looking at they were looking into the deep emptiness of my eyes at the time, because all I was seeing was explosions and shit going off in my head while I'm looking at them. So when they surrounded their little Confederate statue, I said, "Oh, it's time to move in close. Not time to stand on the outside. It's time to move in close. You don't know, I might be a friend. Let me move up in here with y'all. You know what I'm saying? And let me whisper to you what's about to happen when the sun go down." Which is kind of stupid on my part, because actually I just said when the sun go down, we're going to be wearing all black, we're going to disappear. That's all I said. I ain't really have time or the inclination or the inspiration to tell them much more, because I knew where I was and I knew I had to watch my tongue, but I just look them in the eyes and let them know what time it is. You know what I mean? Say, some of us is bred to follow you home. And I don't do that no more, though, so that kind of stuff gets in trouble. But I just say to salute this Commander Black, because he held the line right there with us and then wouldn't leave, because one comrade would have been left behind if he had left. So, therefore, he got jammed up with the comrade. But when we charged that line, now, that was a special time in itself when myself and all my comrades out of North Carolina, let's see, Preston and Keisha and the big brother, he's about 300 pounds. He in socks. He in socks, ready to do battle in socks. We rolled over that hill because they say they got some of y'all comrades down there hemmed up. So, see, we took the command and rolled out. See, when they give you, I guess that's one of the things I'm trying to leave everybody with is, when the commander say, let's roll out, roll the fuck out. Don't linger longer for nothing. Nothing, you know? So I'm just saying, when we found out that they were jammed up, we was all the way up the hill, because I made sure I parked all the way up the hill where you can't even see my shit. You know what I'm saying? And everybody got to think strategic like that when they're in a war zone. So we hit a call and say, okay, we're going to run back down the hill. And these damn race soldiers, I don't want to call them crackers because I don't want to take it out of context. These goddamn race soldiers, the ones that had came out the court building with the ARs and AKs and pistols and all that shit, they had surrounded the car where Commander Black was. And our comrade that couldn't leave at the time, you know, another general, but another comrade, you know, but they surrounded their car, and what we did, we charged the hill, and we came over that hill so fucking strong. They realized where they was. You know, they realized where they was, and they started taking a step or two back away from them and trying to regroup and see should they aim their guns at us, basically. And so they got charged in a major way, but we were able to slant, well, you know, somebody had to be the voice of reason, so I was the voice of reason. Say, you know, let's slam the brakes on the stagecoach before the stagecoach wind up charging all the way over Bunker Hill, Bunker Ass Hill, you know, over Bunker's Hill. I'm gonna get back with you, Carlos, on these frauds just in the White House too. But see, this is something special, because this is about something that happened with our brother, Commander Black, who's no longer with us today. So when they locked them up, what was good about that charge was one of the cops, he was so overwhelmed by the charge in itself, he fell over backwards. he had all that shit on too. He fell over backwards, and that was over. That was over. I gotta say it. That was, you would think. The damn, I can't think of the brother's name. It's coming to me. the big 300 brother, the 300 pound brother who had the socks on, you would think that they were scared of him. You would think they were scared of Preston. He was on gorilla mode like a motherfucker. Excuse my language, but Preston was on goddamn gorilla mode. And we charged that fucking hill, but it was Keisha that ran up on that motherfucking cop and made his ass tumble over backwards. That was a cherishable moment. And I said, wait a minute. While we charging them, y'all realize there won't be nobody to report back to, Akbar at the time. There won't be nobody to report back to Malik at the time or to General Azrael at the time. I said, so we got to be sensible here, and let's make some calls. And that's what we did. But I learned something then, which was sometimes you plan to go home, you can forget about it. You can forget about it. So all plans are off. When you're doing this type of shit, you just got a plan to do this shit here until it's over with. And sometimes it's an extended tour duty. So we wasn't about to leave our comrades down there. So that means we get to party in North Carolina for a night, you know, and wait for our comrades to come to court. And we got a full Panther formation. That was the first time I've seen a full Panther formation. And we got to do it for our brother Azrael. We got to do it for our comrade Abdullah and any of our other comrades and our comrade Chairman John, who's got to go back. We got to do it for all our comrades. We can't just leave them out there holding the bag, you know. We can't leave them holding the bag. So we party like tremendously in North Carolina under the circumstances, and couldn't go home and sleep on my comrade's couch. But believe me, that was a time and a half right there, and got to really unite and bond with the comrades. That's why I say it don't matter what side of the fence you're on. What matters is they've been black boots on the ground with me. And if they made a brother and sister bond with me, hey, me and Black, we stayed in contact, you know. I was wondering what was going on anyway, because I've been trying to call them and ain't getting no answer. But back to the story. They get locked up. We go in full formation. Hold on. Full formation. Let me look at my calendar. Hold on. Well, I can't find it in the calendar that quick. But we went in full formation to the court, and I wasn't about to stand up for no goddamn peckerwood, wooden tooth-ass judge. I damn sure wasn't going to stand up. This motherfucker come in, I'm not standing up. You must have lost your fucking mind. Give him honor, are you crazy? I said, how can I do this? I said, I know. I'm going to stand up the whole damn time. Right at the end of the like they got like little pews like you in church, so I stood on the end of the Panther pew, you know, on guard, you know, like we do when we are when we not parade rest, but we at ease, you know, when we at ease. I might have even been at parade rest, but I stood there at the end and made sure I ain't have to stand up when this fuck come in. And then when he come in, they're going to tell you to sit down. I tell them, my back hurt, man. I ain't sitting down. Forget that. So I stayed standing the whole damn time. And then our comrade, Commander Black, he got up out of there. And then we waited for our other comrade. I let him come on and tell his part of it, you know. That's why I ain't going too far with that comrade. You know, but we waited on all of them, and since I drove him down there, I had to wait for him anyway. So I said, okay, brother, you ready to go? You know, he said, well, my other comrades over here, they got me covered. So I'm like, okay, good, then I can just make a beeline for home, you know. But that was just an adventure that I would say that was a learning adventure to when commander say, I learned like this. Commander ain't got to tell me. See, I learned from the streets. You want to be honest. I learned from the streets. We got 60 seconds to get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Do what the hell you got to do, because I'm watching the stop clock go around. As soon as it hits 59 seconds, homie, you're on your motherfucking own, because I'm up out of here. And that's the way it's supposed to go. And that's the way we implemented it when we went to Roxborough, when our commanding officer, Sheikh Imam Akbar, said, let's hit the bricks. We was in that vehicle with it warming up and hitting the damn seat belts within 30 seconds. Let's roll. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to keep y'all too long. I just want to paint a picture of some of the things that I've seen Commander Black, you know, with Commander Black. He liked them throwing knives, too. He liked them throwing knives. He liked that reggae music, you know what I'm saying? We wake up, listen to some Bob Marley, you know what I'm saying? So, Black Power salute. I say, rest in power. Rest in power. Black Power. Oh, what were you going to say about them crooked-ass people in the White House, Barabbas, if you don't mind me calling you that? You still with me, son? Did I send everybody to La La Land?
Nah, I'm still here.
What were you saying about that crooked snake up there in the white supremacy house?
More like a den of snakes.
Yeah.
Got to watch their every movement. Interpret their lies.
Yeah. Well, it's getting ready to get interesting, I will say that. And everybody get ready for our Sheikh Imam Akbar can give you more details on October 16th through 21st on the mall. Like they had the Million Man March, we'll have the 50 million family march for reparations. It's 50 million of us, y'all. Let's hit it in mass amounts of demonstrational fortitude, you know?
Yeah.
I guess I got that from Martin when he said, assert your own manhood. And proclaim your own emancipation proclamation, you know? So that's what we're doing on October the 16th through 21st in D.C. on the mall. It's a 50 million family reparation march. I haven't heard Sister Truth Bay chime in tonight, but I know there, and Sister Double O, they down there. Yeah, dealing with the reparations committee right now as we speak in California. So salute to them. They're holding it down, holding the line, and hopefully they can come in here, chime in, and give us an update on what's going on. Because without you, there is no us. Yeah. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Okay, so we're going to close up some Black Power Radio right here. We're about to close it. I'm going to put on our favorite guy. Unless you got a pressing issue, I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers and the mothers, sisters, and the brothers. And what I want to do right here is bring my main man, Marvin Gaye, because whatever we had to say, whatever's been said, whatever we can do, wherever we want to go, on the Black Power Radio Show, don't you know that Marvin Gaye always said it best. And all I want to say is Black Power to the nationhood, brotherhood, sisterhood, and everybody that you know to listen to the Black Power Radio Show, we'll give you more of what you listen to radio for. Again, we give you all of what you've been looking for and a little bit extra here at Black Power Radio. And thank you so much for joining us tonight on Father's Day. We'll be right back tomorrow. We're going to talk about the Biden administration, and we're not going to leave out, is it Kamala or Camilla? We're going to leave Camilla Harris. We're going to talk about the Biden, some call him Joe. I call him Ho Biden, some call him Joe Biden. And we're going to get him in a hunt. You know, if you name your son Hunter, right, you know he's a goddamn killer. So we're going to be back here tomorrow with some Black Power Radio. You know you're going to love it to death. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Black Power?
Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power. For I am what? A black revolutionary.
A black revolutionary. Black power. And a strong black military to black the call. Well, I guess that's it. Hit him with the Marvin Gaye.